Greetings, I'm James Gillen. I'm your host tonight with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. It's been an exciting few days. I guess just as in the last show, we've been out fixing fences, chasing yaks, and we've got our whole south fence completely redone and the west fence, and now we're working on the north side, and hopefully we'll get that done and we won't be chasing yaks all over Trout Lake anymore. So it's been quite an interesting few days up here in Trout Lake. We've got some amazing things coming up here. We've got a great lineup of speakers for our conference this year, which is taking place over the 4th of July weekend. We've got Randy Kramer, Captain K from Mars. We've got Itasha. She's an Arcturian and Wisdom Keeper. And we've got Winston Shrout with Sovereignty Specialist. We've got Alexandra Metters is coming. We've got she's interviewed Cobra and a few other people. She's with the Galactic Connection host, and myself, I'll be there as well. And that's just a few. We've got quite a few others lining up right now that we're getting for the July 4th conference. So it's going to be quite an amazing conference. And every year we have incredible flyovers, with the UFOs and other little cosmic things happening here. Thursday night we went out to Skywatch and we had three massive, looked like motherships, fly over. I mean, it was undeniable. And one flew over that most likely was the space station, another one that we saw, and it had something trailing it. So I haven't had a chance to look up what that was, but it looked definitely like the space station. I have to look it up, but something was right behind it following it. So I don't know if they have a Russian rocket up there, bringing supplies to the space station or not, but there's two massive objects flying over, and they're flying in the same trajectory that the space station usually flies in. But that didn't account for the other massive ships and just the power-ups, and we saw probably 15 other smaller ships, putting on a display up there. So the skies are really busy over Trout Lake right now, and it's been going on for the past 3 days. We've seen just incredible sightings. And mainly, I haven't been out there. I've been so busy working on the ranch. I haven't been out doing sky watches, but we are opening soon. So I wanted to let people know, too, if you want to find out more about the conference, just go to www.privateinvitationesetti.com. And again, that's privateinvitationesetti.com, and that'll give you a list of all the speakers that we have set up. And we're going to Skype in some people too that are pretty profound speakers, so it's going to be quite a conference. And we're going to have a little public invitation to a little party that we're having if you want to go to esetti.com and subscribe to our conference newsletter. And you can receive your invitation to register. We also have the Stargate at the ranch is accelerating in frequency, and we'd love to have you come and join us for a grand opening weekend. And that's going to be May 1st to the looks like to the 3rd here. We'll be doing some special activities that weekend to celebrate our opening weekend, and we'd love to have you come and join us for camping, and we've got rooms, and we'll be doing a sky watch and probably be doing some open heart meditations and all kinds of things there. So there's a few events, for the opening. So we will be opening May 1st and having a sky watch and a few other events going on. So those of you been waiting to come up to Yosetti, that would be a good time to do it, because that's going to be our first day we're opening up, and definitely the ships are already here. So they're flying like crazy if you want to come up and see the ships. If you want to check again on that, just go to esettireservation@gmail.com. Again, esettireservation@gmail.com if you want to find out about the opening and the little celebration party that we're having on that weekend. So again, if you want to come to find out about the conference, go to privateinvitationesetti.com. If you want to go to the May 1st event, go to esettireservation.com. esettireservation@gmail.com if you want to find out more about that. But you can also just go to the website if you need to at esetti.org and shoot us an email, and we'll get back to you and let you know what's going on. if the other, if you didn't get a chance to write down the other two. But you know, it's getting pretty intense up here. The Stargate is really kicking on. We had we did some ceremony here with some with an Irish shaman named Kate, and it was amazing, the ceremony that we did to, you know, help change the frequencies here on the ranch and get everything dialed in. And it was quite an amazing event. We had her on a show, the last show, to talk about some of the things that we did. But, you know, it's an ongoing thing. It's one of those things that I don't think it's the energy here is going to quit. It's just going to get stronger and stronger. And the ships are coming lower and lower, and the contact is getting closer and closer. So some of us have already had contact. I've had contact most of my life. A lot of other people come up here who've been having contact, and that gets accelerated. A lot of people come up here and connect in and then leave and have contact even after they leave. And I just got a nice little text from a good friend of mine, Nikki, who's in Shasta right now, that she just left the ranch, and now she's in Shasta, and she's seeing all kinds of ships there as well and having contact and having, you know, downloads and information coming to her. So a little shout out to Nikki. You know, why keep watching the skies and keep your heart open, and who knows what's next. But anyway, we've had a lot of people that have been coming up to the ranch and had some amazing experiences afterwards. But there's some kind of initiation that happens here where people get into the energy, and it really triggers things. You know, I always tell people, sometimes I'm your best friend and your worst nightmare at the same time, because when people come here, their stuff comes up, and you know, it's going to come up sooner or later. It always does. And sometimes it only takes 3 days. Sometimes it takes 3 years. You don't know. It's been, but it comes up, and this is just the way of the ranch. And it's not easy to hang here at the ranch. It's a tough place to stay, because you got to be totally responsible and accountable, and you got to own your stuff. And when it comes up, you can't blame or project. But, you know, needless to say, that's, it's not easy being here on the ranch. It's a Stargate. It's an intense energy here. It's accelerating, and it has a way of spitting people out that come up here. And we've seen that quite often. We've had a lot of people come up here just one day and turn around and take off, you know. So if you really want to open, you want to heal, you want to learn, you want to connect in with higher dimensional energies, you know, this is the place to be. But if you want to just remain in your comfort zone and your old programs, it's really not, you know, it's not the place to be. But be that as it may, you know, again, this conference, this Fourth of July weekend conference is going to be amazing. I mean, I'm already feeling the energy is building now, and by the time we get to the Fourth of July, it's going to be very very intense. And again, the ships are participating. I mean, they always put on quite a show. We did an intention experiment, I think, in 2010 with about 200 people, and we had a beautiful light ship come right over the conference building. And you know, we had quite a few people observe it. You know, the people doing the intention experiment observed it, as well as several people with cameras actually filmed it as well. So that's in my presentations when I go on the road and do talks and presentations, I said, look, here's the intention experiment. Here's the ships, you know, here's the television crew coming up here. We tell them when and where the ships are going to come. They come, television crew films it. Contact's happening. You know, it's already happening. It's been happening here for quite some time. So I just find it totally amusing when people are saying, well, when are we going to have contact? You know, when, you know, that's a big psyops game that's been going on. We've had contact since, you know, even before the Egyptians, you know, in Atlantis, Lemuria, there was contact going on. Ancient biblical days, there was contact. You know, it's all well documented. So, you know, the people that we're having contact were pretty devoted people. Most of them are very spiritual, very, you know, service-oriented people, and they had contacts. And some people had contacts with not-so-nice beings as well in the past. So luckily, that's all being cleaned up. So there's a massive cleanup going on right now. And anything that's not benevolent is pretty much either out of here or on its way out right now. And they're puppets too, as well, on the ground. So we're in the middle of this, huge cleanup process. And what I'm seeing is that places like Yosemite and other places are acupuncture points where this energy is being fed into the earth, and it's a healing energy. And I like what the higher beings say. You know, they talk about God, and they say God heals. You know, God, you know, God doesn't go to war. God doesn't cast out. God heals. And that might be part of the healing process for people to get through their stuff, and some chaos and things may come up. But the ultimate energy is here for healing. You know, it's for the awakening healing of humanity and the earth. And that's the energy that's coming in right now. I tell people resistance is futile because there's the forces behind this energy, the consciousness and energy behind this energy. You know, we're talking about 9th, 10th, 12th dimensional beings coming in right now, and that are backing up the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light and the other groups that are working very arduously on our behalf to turn this planet around. So anyway, it's like the source itself has said, okay, enough kids, we're going to the next level. Who wants to stay? Who wants to go? Those who want to continue with the separation game, you're going to have to go somewhere else. And basically that's the name of what's happening right now. So unity consciousness, the ninth wave is coming in, and it's coming in hot, and it's exponentially getting stronger. And so, you know, hang on, because it's going to be a wild ride from here on out. And, you know, we got to find our place. You know, if we're not in our place, you know, the universe will basically spit you out wherever you need to be. And I've seen that over and over, and on every level, relationships, everything. You know, if it isn't working and it's not in your highest best good, it's going to separate. You know, it's going to shift. It's going to change. So we need to be open to that change and flow with those changes. And it doesn't mean, you know, that one guy is good or one guy is bad. It's just maybe it's time to, you know, move on, you know, to a different lesson, you might say, or a different program, maybe one that suits each and every one of us. So anyway, we have to just, you know, forget about your comfort zones and be open to change and realize that chaos is part of the program. There will be a little bit of chaos during this shift, but everybody is finding their perfect place, and people are, you know, separating and then coming together, and you know, it's all happening. It's happening very fast, and we just learn to master loving detachment and just flow with these changes. I wanted to open the lines up too for call-ins, and talk a little bit about that. We've got the number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to grab a pen and write that down, I'll give it again a couple times through the show if people wanted to call in and talk about your experiences and how you're dealing with the shift and how the energies are affecting you and maybe some of the sightings you've had or some of the contacts that you're having and some of the messages that they're giving you, you know, are good, or some of the dreams that you're having. A lot of people are having some pretty intense dreams right now, and we could sort through those as well. But, you know, there's some amazing things. You know, this is As You Wish Talk Radio. It's your show. I'm just here as a moderator, basically. So I created this show so people could have a forum and they could talk. It's not about me, and it's not about, the James Gillen Hour. That's not even important to me at all. It's a place where people can come and share their information with others and find support, you know, in the process. You know, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, if you've got some experiences or you want to call in and share some things that you've seen happening in your neighborhood or in your skies, feel free to call in. The number again is 888-627-6008. And it's kind of interesting. The last show, I was out of breath because I was virtually running to get to the show on time, you know, and that's been quite an interesting situation here. We're under the gun here. We've got so much work to do in getting ready for the opening, and getting things painted and operational and getting all the showers done. And the showers are looking great. We've had some good, awesome help come. We've got AR and Nikki and a few other people came up and helped paint the showers and inside and out. And so they've got new tile on them, and the ranch is really looking good. You know, we've got a whole new bathroom basically in the guest house, and And you know, we've got a lot of cleanup going on and a lot of gardens going in, and we always tell people, if you want to help, give us a ring, because we've got plenty of weeds to pull and plenty of work to do. And we usually finalize that, you know, after we've done some work, we go out and have a beautiful sky watch. And you never know, sometimes we might even break some bread together. So it depends on what's happening and who's here. But anyway, feel free to call in. It looks like we've got a caller. We've got David on line one. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. I'm David. I bumped into you. We've had short conversations, maybe four or five times at Contact in the Desert last year and at the Congress in February.
Oh, great.
Listening to your intro is amazing, how much stuff is going on. It's just incredible. Your area is just amazing, and God bless you for all the work you do. The question is, I'm going to be doing my own little sky watch on my vacation. I'm going up, and I rented a cabin on top of a boulder, and I'm not trying to ask them to come or anything like that. I just want to watch. I just want to set up my night vision cameras and stuff. But in one of your lectures, you had mentioned, you know, make sure to say things that bad things don't come in, whether they be aliens or spirits or anything. If you're sitting there keeping your mind open, what would you suggest to get in the right frame of mind?
Yeah. Basically, what we do, and it's in the books, it's both in Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods, both of those books, but also, too, I believe it's on the website, or if it's not there, send us an email and we'll send it to you. But it's a little opening prayer, and it comes out of the TIC. Basically, it's kind of been beefed up from that, but it comes out of the Teachings of Inner Christ, which is a blend of Babaji and Jesus, actually a blend of East and West. And it's basically what we sit down and we invoke whoever we feel most connected to, you know, whether it be like Jesus or Babaji or Mary or Buddha or whoever you feel best connected to. And you bring their energies in, and then you welcome any entities in love and light, and you tell them they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, and you tell them they're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And then you have the beautiful many take them to their perfect place. And so it's just a short little prayer. And then you can just set your intent, be very clear about your intent. Just say, you know, only benevolent beings. You know, I'm closing my aura to all but benevolent beings, and you know, and just say if there's anybody out there that wants to contact or send me a message or whatever, or show yourself, you know, I'm open. But it's really good to set your intent, you know, set your intent to have the, you know, to make sure you're setting your intent to be connecting in with benevolent beings.
So somewhat like I did a number of years ago with a positive Ouija board or spiritual contacts.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's all about intent, and the nice thing about that little prayer is you can heal any unseen negative influences that might be hanging around or around that area. So I always do that. I mean, even before, I do it when I'm walking through any kind of a major shopping, you know, a store or market or anything. I just do clearings as I'm going through the market. It helps everybody in the market. It helps me keep my energies clear. But
funny, I do the same thing when I go to the market. Make it a positive experience.
Well,
thank
sometimes
you very
it's
much.
Funny. Yeah, the door doesn't open every once in a while. I'll go up there and that infrared door, I'll go up there and it won't open. I go, what is going on? And somebody will walk up to it and it opens right up. Or you go to the bathroom and the toilet keeps flushing like you're not there. You know, it doesn't. But you'll have all kinds
of
other electric.
I've heard you mention that you do have the technological challenges that hit you sometimes for whatever reason. And that amazes me.
Yeah, I mean, I just today getting onto Skype was quite a challenge. I don't know what was going on. But, you know, I kept getting that whirling ball of death on my computer and it just didn't want to open up. And I just said, this is crazy. And I'm sitting there for 10 minutes trying to get Skype open. And you know, I had to shut it down and reboot and do everything. And finally it opened up. But I thought I'd be doing it from my cell phone the way things were going. But right at the last minute, it opened up. So, all right, we're good to go.
There you go. It opened up the last minute.
that's wonderful.
When I saw you speak at the Congress back in February, it was a wonderful talk, but you led in by saying, if you see weird things, you know, because I opened it up to, you know, the positive things, and I did have an experience there while you were talking. Nice. Not what you were saying, but around that. And it affected me quite deeply, and thank you for that.
Oh, great. Yeah, the whole room fills up with benevolent spirits when I invite them to come in and work with the audience. So people, you know, I got some pictures back that were pretty crazy. One where I turned into a green and blue light on stage, and you can see the microphone, and I'm standing there, and there's just a big light. There's nobody there. It's pretty funny. But another one was there were some 10-foot-tall beans that showed up in a picture standing right behind me. They were like 10-foot-tall light beans.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They came over me, and not this type of person, but I don't know what happened to me, but it just overwhelmed me, and I started crying in the audience and kept it low so people didn't think I was too weird. But that's what I experienced as well, and thank you again for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, that's pretty common, you know, people when you... The energy is just so high and it's so loving that it brings tears to people.
Oh, it does. That's what it did. It brought me to tears, and I only do that in sad movies.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks. I'm glad you had a good time at the conference, and thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, James. And I hope to get up to East City to the ranch this year. It won't be for July. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. We have all kinds of other events that we'll let you know about as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I follow you on Facebook, so I'll check them out.
All right. It looks like we've got another David. It looks like David Shubb, if I can read this right. But I think he's on the second line here. David, are you with us? Looks like we might have lost David. I think we've got Frank on line too. Frank,
hello?
Let's see if we can bring Frank.
Yeah.
Is this
Frank?
Hey, James,
how's it going, man?
Good.
This is Frank.
Oh, okay, how you doing?
Going good. Pretty good, man. I'm I got my bags packed. I'm ready to come out in July.
Great.
It's going to be a good time. I can't wait. You know, I want to go hike through the mountains and reconnect with our ET friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. I know I'm going to meet a lot of old friends. A lot of people I've talked to are coming up, you know, from the past. And so it's going to be a big
reunion. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, I've experienced a lot of the things that you talk about, you know, in your videos and your shows, because through this connection I made with Bhagit, you know, she's like our mutual friend.
Yeah.
You know who you're talking to now?
Yeah.
I'm a banjo player.
Yeah. You know your that light you gave me, the space light, looks like a ship.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at it right now. It's right in front of me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's an awesome light. I love that light. But I know I've got to put that on there again sometimes, but for those that don't know, Frank played the intro for some of our shows where he played deliverance music, and we're talking about Trout Lake, and you know, where the women are strong and the men are good looking and where most of the children have been abducted, you know, but it's with the banjo music in the background. It's a great intro. I'll have to do that again. I'll put that on another show.
Well, I'm bringing out my banjo in July so we can re-record it.
Great. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll have to do that again. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you. It'll be great to connect again.
Yeah, it will be. You know, like 3 years ago, I was just some guy sitting on his couch, you know. Now I'm connected with all these interdimensional beings, you know, Mary comes over all the time. And it's just crazy. I mean, I'm like connected with the fifth dimension. And, you know, I just want to say that everything you talk about, I experience a lot of these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being connected with Bhagavad and the Ascended Masters, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really experienced this in a real spiritual kind of way. But since I didn't get to go to the ranch last year because my truck broke down.
Yeah.
They flew over my house a bunch of times. I had my house was like the ranch for about 2 weeks. They flew over a whole bunch of times. It was great, dude.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, we have an exclusive on the ships. No, I'm just kidding. But there's a lot of people that are claiming exclusives on ET and God and everything else, and I'm just going, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, people cannot make...
The Arcturians came over with the red ship, and I'm like, what are the Arcturians? I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? It's so cool. I mean, they're just so cool, and they're nice, you know. They're people just like us, except, you know, they're enlightened, you know.
Yeah. Well, it gives you hope, you know. It's like I always say, if we're the best creators got to offer, it's a pretty star universe out there. And we're going to need all the help we can get through these changes and shifts. And so, you know, when you see these ships, you go, thank God. You know, there's other advanced beings out there that are going to lend a helping hand to get us through these changes.
I agree. I mean, they're just like saying you are not alone. We are not alone, and we are love, you know, because this is our family from the, you know, from the cosmos, our space family, our, you know, soul family, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, people have a hard time. You know, a lot of people think they're a body and a personality. They don't realize they're an eternal soul, and they're actually a multidimensional being, and they're such vast beings that they've had all these other lives and other dimensions and other connections all the way to the source. And we start connecting into that vastness of our own selves. You know, we start reconnecting with our families, you know, our universal families. And then you're never alone.
No, it's amazing. It really is. To actually make a connection with somebody from another universe, the same universe, just a different dimension. Yeah. You know, it's just so amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe it until it happened to me, and then I believed.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what we tell people: come see for yourself. You know, don't take our word for it, anybody's word for it. Come up here and have your own experience, and then nobody can take it away from you. I like what Danny Dyer said. Yeah. You know, he said, "I did it. You know, I saw the ships, and nobody can take that away from me." You know, he said, "You can call me a nutcase, or you can say it was meteors and satellites. You can say all you want." He said, "But to me, you know, I saw the ships, and there's no doubt about it." You know, so it's great when
you got an open heart and an open mind, and you want to make connections, there's a good chance you could make it, but. But you better be careful, brother, because that's the rabbit hole.
yeah, it is quite a rabbit hole.
That's the rabbit hole, brother. And I've been down that
training,
hole.
Good little training to go with it. But, you know, your life's not going to be the same when you start opening up to your interdimensional self. You know, you're going to have all kinds of changes and challenges. You know, but anyway, Frank, it's good to hear from you. And definitely call in again. I've got a whole line of people here trying to get in, so... I'm going to try to get to them,
and looking forward
to seeing you here soon.
Right on. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Okay. Looks like we've got Jane on line 3. Let's see if we can bring Jane in. Jane, are you with us?
Yes. Hi. Very nice to speak with you.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Where are you from?
We're in Rochester, New York.
Wow. That's a long ways
away. Near the Great Lakes.
Yeah. I got to get out there one of these days. I just haven't done anything on the East Coast, and just been so busy with all these other projects. But one day I'll get out there.
Well, we used to live in Sedona, and there was always a lot of interesting things happening. And then the last about 12 years, we've been here in Rochester, my husband and I and daughter. But it's quite different. It seems quite boring compared to living there. I was wondering if you knew about anything interesting in this area. I have heard about some things from different people, but my husband and I haven't really seen or felt very much. And around the Great Lakes area.
Yeah.
Have you felt or are
there's,
you aware
there's
of anything?
A place, I can't remember what it is. Pine something up there. Pine. Is there like a pine? I don't want to say Pine Gap. Maybe it is Pine Gap. There's a. Up there in New York, they're having all kinds of sightings and things in that area.
And I think I heard around the Thousand Islands, a couple of my friends said they have these fireballs. Sometimes they're different colors. You know where the Thousand Islands are?
No, I don't. I don't. But there's this one area. It's Pine something. I can't remember the name of it. But I actually had a guy on the show that was actually filming them and having all kinds of sightings there.
But do you feel like the energy here, because a lot of people say it's dense, do you feel like it's raising up here? It feels very different on this coast, though. You know, we have to be here for this time.
I tell you
is
what,
is there any hope
not,
for us over here on this side of the planet, country?
I haven't been over there, so I can't really, I mean, I was over there when I was a kid, and that was about it, but. I'm sure there's pockets of energy that are really high, and then there's probably places that are pretty dense as well. You know, especially when you get into the cities, it gets pretty dense. But I'm sure there's some areas there that are, you know, some little hot spots are opening up. I guess if you just type in UFO New York, you'll probably find all kinds of things if you just Google that. You know, you'll find all kinds
about
of little hot spots.
Like the Great Lakes and Niagara Falls, and I've been just watching a show on the cable TV about the UFOs that are underwater. So I started to get curious as perhaps our bodies of water with these Great Lakes are active. Or what do you think about that?
Yeah, the Great Lakes are very active. I mean, there's a lot of activity there, and it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's sending me a video of something around the Great Lakes. So. Yeah, there is a lot of activity there.
And the other thing just about the shifting of energy is that I feel I'm very much excited and aware spiritually and like myself, what I call myself. But then my body is just so reactive. It's always been reactive, but it's extremely reactive. Like my heart is always beating and I'm kind of feeling like, well, I feel fine, but what are you doing? What's going on? Can you say anything about that in regard to the shift, how the heart is so responsive, reactive?
Well, yeah, what I've noticed that people are really amped. There's a lot of people that are getting, like, on edge or sometimes irritable, and they're just really amped up. And that's kind of interesting, you know, that process. And they get highs and lows. You get really high and really amped up, and then you just want to sleep afterwards. And that's part of that shift that's going on. I've been hearing a lot about that. You know, people are hearing ringing, you know, in their ears, and that's high-level communication. A lot of times coming in from the ships, there's a lot of that going on as well. And there's just so many different things going on right now with you know, just people feeling all these different shifts in emotions and you know, a lot of childhood wounds and traumas are coming up and people are acting them out and not even realizing, you know, what they're doing. And a lot of it, you just go back and just think about it, you know, think about your childhood or think about, you know, maybe what you didn't get as a child or maybe some of the trauma that you might have experienced as a child and go into that, you know, and just, you can ask your own God self or your own higher self, whatever you want to call it, to just bring it forward and help you to release it and breathe into it. But don't stop it. Don't try not to feel it. You want to feel, you know, even if it's heavy or brings tears to your eyes or, you know, you really need to feel it and go into it and then ask for help to release it. And you'd be surprised, you know, it's but I notice a lot of people are having some pretty incredible mood swings, and some people are locked into a pattern, you know, that might have happened to them, you know, in early childhood or you know, somewhere along the line, they're stuck, you know, at 12 years old, or they're stuck at some time period, you know, where something happened with their family or their mother, or the father or something like that. And we can't afford the luxury of not dealing with that anymore, because it's just coming up hot and heavy. We can't keep running the old programs, the old patterns. You know, so there's a lot of that
going
on.
Yeah, I agree. My Feldenkrais practitioner said basically the same thing, is that sometimes the body, there's a memory there that, you know, it's just triggered. And even though I'm fine, I said, I feel fine. But she says, yeah, but your body's screaming. It's trying to tell you something, you know. But I'll tell you, the way things are going, it's nice when you get a good nap.
Yeah.
Just a nice, quiet, peaceful nap. It gives you...
That's very important right now. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, we can't just do 9 to 5 and then come home to our you know, whatever and turn on the boob tube and eat a pizza and have a beer and go to bed. That just doesn't work anymore, especially with these energies coming in. There's times we're going to have to just get out in nature and take our shoes off and go for a walk on the earth and on the ground. And there's times we're just going to have to lay down and let the process go. I mean, there's times we won't even be able to keep our eyes open, and we're going to be hit with the, I call them tired bombs, you know, they hit you with these tired bombs, and you go, okay, I just got to lay down and process. I've got to recharge. And that's part of what's going on right now. And I've seen that over and over, where the people have bursts of energy and they're just raring to go. And then the next, you know, just a couple hours later, they can barely keep their eyes open. And that has a lot to do with these shifts that are happening.
I guess it's nice to know that, you know, we have this place to talk about it. And if everybody was on the same page consciously, you know, we could all probably synchronize and say, I'm down now, I'm up, you know, and so forth. But I think we just have to take care of ourselves and the people right that are around us that are aware. But I
appreciate
the support. It is important.
I had a master tell me once, he said, selfish is goddish. And I couldn't understand why he said that. And it didn't make any sense to me when he said it at the time. I go, how can it be selfish? How can that be godlike, you know, to be selfish? That makes no sense whatsoever, you know. And then later on, I figured out what he was saying. And what he was saying is that we have to be true to ourselves, and we have to be kind to ourselves and take time to ourselves and give ourselves the time we need, you know, to process and to heal and to think and to make our own personal God connection. And we have to be a little bit of selfish at times to do that. You know, we can't run around and take care of everybody else when we're, you know, totally tweaked out and in need of help, you know. So it's kind of an interesting expression. And then another woman said, I love what she said. She said, you know, spiritual people are of no earthly good. And I thought about that too when she said that. And I said, yeah, they're not grounded. You know, they're not on the earth. They're not really doing the work. You know, they're saying all the words and they're up in the seventh dimension somewhere or something. But you know, this is where the work needs to be done, and we need to ground these energies and you know, be of service to humanity and the earth. And you know, without grounding these energies, they aren't any good. I mean, you know, the other higher dimensions don't need any work, you know, they're fine. You know, the fourth dimension, there's a lot of work going on there that we need some major cleanup going on. But really, you know, we incarnated here to shift the planet, you know, to work here on the earth, not to run off to some other dimension, basically.
Perfectly said, though. It seems to be comfortable there, and you're trying to escape, but I think the higher level of mastery, like you said, is actually getting down, bringing the energies here and feeling them, and that's part of it. It's a big part of it. I'm really glad that you reminded me of that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and sometimes we need to be brutally honest with ourselves and others and just say, you know what, you know, I like all the flowery words, but, you know, let's bring this down to earth and make it functional. And you know, or just, you know, you can put all kinds of affirmations on things, you know, but if you've got a big fat issue sitting you in the face, you know, looking you in the face that you've been dealing with over and over and you're not going anywhere, sometimes it's time to say, hey, look, you know, it's time to face this. It's time to look at it. It's time to heal it. You know, you know, because right now we don't have the luxury of denial. You know, there's just too much energy coming in, too hot, too fast, and we just can't run that program anymore.
Well, I hope we get out there sometime. It's our intention to be out there on your coast and send us some
Great.
Love over here.
All right, we'll do that. All right, thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay. All right, looks like we've got Bill on line two. I hope Bill's still with us. Bill, are you with us? Hello, Bill. We might have lost. Nope, we lost Bill. All right. Well, we've still got some space here for open lines, and if people want to call in and share your experiences or talk about some of the things you've been going through, it's 888-627-6008. And feel free to call in and share with us some of the things that you've been experiencing, and, you know, any comments on today's show, or tonight's show, I should say. I'm not doing time real well lately. It's like, it's funny, in the evening I'm saying good morning, and in the morning I'm saying good evening almost. It's like time's kind of irrelevant lately. So, you know, I'm going by when it's light, I'm up and I'm working, and when it's dark, I'm usually, you know, inside and still working, actually, trying to catch up on emails. And I apologize to people too. It's like we are working very hard to catch up. I mean, there's a lot of things that were left undone that when I was gone for 4 months, and we're trying to catch up, you know, with a lot of emails and return a lot of phone calls. And so I apologize. I thought these things were being handled, but, you know, we're catching up and get doing the best we can to get back to everybody. And we're, you know, Ashley's doing an amazing job on that. So we've sort of got Bill back. Let's see if we can get Bill back on the line. Bill, are you with us?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
All right. Well, hopefully we won't. I just wanted to talk a little bit about... And since I got home, as sort of a testimony. So I don't know if you remember me. I met you at the conference last. My name is Bill. I'm from the Ozark Mountains. I left you guys some potatoes. I hope you guys ate them, enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, anyway, I had quite a time there, and... I must say I was very lit up after I left, and I'd come there for some healing, and I found a major amount between the conference and the energy was there, and a session with you and Jana and a couple and Lori. I was really lit up by the time I left, so.
Yeah,
I just want to thank you for having the ranch and the opportunity to do that. So, but anyway, when I got home, I had also had a little conversation with John Kelly while I was there, and I had been doing Skywatch, and he kind of convinced me that I was seeing more ships than I should with the naked eye as far as satellites are concerned. So,
yeah,
I decided to do a log after that. And so when I got home, I started doing the log every night. And basically, I just tallied up about 8 months' worth of blogging and skywatching and came up with some pretty good totals here. I'll just run off the totals. I had a total of how many sightings? 855 sightings.
Wow.
And I had a total of 425 UFOs, 412 satellites, and about 18 random flashes. So it's about half and half, UFOs and satellites. So
yeah.
So that was pretty cool. I just thought the information and the data, once you collate it, is like, it's pretty convincing. I mean, there's no way that there are that many missing satellites up there that you can see with the naked eye. And it also occurred to me, I was just...
I agree.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I said I agree, because we will bring out, you know, J-Tracker or Heavens Above, and we had Clyde Lewis out here with After Dark Radio, or no, Ground Zero Radio, sorry, and he came out, and it was amazing, because he had an engineer here with all the data, you know, and it was funny, and he says, hey, I just want, whisper to me what's going on, you know, like, you know, if it's a satellite, or if it's, you know, just let me know what we're looking at. And it was so funny, because he just, you could hear him in the background going, not a satellite, not a satellite, not a satellite. Yep. And he's going, I told you to whisper. And he goes, there's so many of them. He goes, I don't want, he goes, there's so many ships flying over here that aren't, that I cannot find on any of these systems. You know, he said that he was just blurting it out, but it was kind of hilarious, but it, you know, it went on all night long, you know, and he goes, okay, that one's a satellite, you know, but the vast majority of them that were flying over, you know, according to the data at J-Tracker, which is what NASA uses, you know, they were not satellites. They were unknowns.
Right. Well, the most convenient one for me to use is Heavens Above. And I'm assuming it pretty much lists most of the ones you can see with the naked eye.
Yeah.
So...
And the secret ones are on there, you know, a lot of the secret stuff is on there. It just doesn't say what it is.
Right.
You know, just have a number like XJ37 or something, or it'll say something like, some weird number, but you don't know what it is, you know, but all you know is that, you know, it won't tell you what it does or what kind of satellite it is, but it'll tell you there. Yeah, and they need that data. They need that data because, you know, they're launching things all the time and they need to know where things are. They can't just shoot stuff up there willy-nilly, you know, think everything's
going to be
okay.
I agree with all that. Yeah, for sure. And let's see, I just totally spaced out on what I was going to say. But anyway, I pretty much assume that about Heavens Above. I think it pretty much tracks everything that you can see with the naked eye, so...
Yeah.
When you come up with half of your sightings as being UFOs, that's pretty telling. And the other part of the data log, too, is that you could tell that the half that were UFOs were doing all sorts of funny things. You know, they would be doing power-ups and flashes and disappearances and colors, light cycles, and all sorts of strange stuff. And
an
overwhelming amount of power-ups, et cetera, that happened with the UFOs. They did not happen with the satellites. So there's a lot of, once you accumulate that data, you can kind of point to it, because a lot of skeptics I know will say, oh, they're just secret satellites. And I'm saying, no. If they are secret satellites, why are they doing power-ups and flashes? Pretty much like 1,000% more times than the satellites do normally.
Yeah. They're doing them on cue, too, you know. When you put your thought on them, you ask them, you telepathically, you put the thought on them and say, power it up, and then they power it up. And then you go, do it again, and they do it again. The odds of that are pretty rare. And also with the lasers, you know, you shoot a laser at them and they power up. You know, it's like, what are the odds of the satellite powering up right at that time, you know, or flipping its solar array just at the right time? There are iridium flares out there, and they're pretty obvious, you know, and so you can you know, take those out of the equation.
I track those anyway, and so I know if it's that or not. So
We had Thursday, we had one power up right on top of the mountain, and it sat there for probably, God, I don't know, a couple minutes, you know, just huge, and it didn't stop, you know, it just stayed totally lit up. You know, there's no way that's an iridium flare, and it didn't go anywhere. It stopped. It powered up and just sat there, and it stopped, you know, and that's definitely, satellites don't do that.
Well, and that's just it. When you take the data, when you take a log like that, you can say, you know, when the iridium flare is going to happen, so it's not that. And so it's just like there's no question about it. So you can really answer to the skeptics if you have a data log. I was just curious if anyone's actually like taken a log for a 2-week period of time or anything like that that you can show people and say, this is how we do it. If you want to say
have,
that they're all satellites.
I have had people come up here that do I'm trying to remember the above top secret guy. That guy came out here and he was taking a log, you know, the whole time.
Okay.
Well, it's funny though. He was here and he was logging all this stuff and saying, "Oh, that's not on the list. You know, that's not a satellite." And there was somebody here from MUFON, and this woman goes, "I'm a UFO investigator for MUFON." You know, and she goes, she goes, "Those are meteors. Those are you need to go to heavens above." You know, and she goes, "You need to go to above top secret website and check it out because." Because those are just me. And the guy goes, "Ma'am, I am above top secret, and we are here cataloging this, and these are not meteors." You know, it was really funny.
Right.
It was kind of funny the way it unfolded, but it was perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. And if I come there this spring or summer, I'd like to maybe attend the master class and do the conference. So maybe I could do a log and leave it with you, but. It's just data like that can't be, you know, argued with.
And that might be good to do that again. I mean, we haven't done it. We did it quite a while ago in the past, but lately we just go, God, there's so many ships flying over, and they're so low and they're so obvious. We just kind of stopped with all the cataloging and everything because it's a lot of work, you know, to do that. And,
It is absolutely a lot of work, I've noticed, because I've been doing this for 8 months, and I thought I'd do it for a few more months, and that way I'd have a year's worth, and then quit, because it is a lot of work, but it is fun. It's also really fun, because then you can look at it and go, wow, I saw a bunch of UFOs.
In fact, the last
couple of nights I did it, they were like, I got a big power-up tonight, actually, but the last times I did it, I had one of the best nights ever. Was like 11 out of 17, I think, were UFOs, and that was pretty outstanding.
Oh, great! Yeah, well, yeah. Keep it up. We'll definitely do a log and see what we can find out.
Yeah, well, maybe we can pull that off if I come there. I really would love to come there. I need another shot.
Sounds good. I've got a whole list of people here. I know I'm not going to be able to get through everybody, but
all right. Very good.
Thanks for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
All right, looks like.
See you, James.
All right, take care. Looks like we've got Betty on line two. We're running out of time. I'll see if we can get a few more calls and if we can keep them short. But Betty, are you with us?
Hi, James. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, you mentioned anybody having experiences that they might want to, you know, share. I'm looking out my window right now, and I'm not kidding. There's a UFO, and it's been with me for quite some time. It's there every single night. And I'm just kind of wondering who the heck this is. Am I dealing with Zeta Reticuli, or are these the Palladium? I mean, who is this that is following me around?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just meditate on it and tell them, you know, who are you? You know, reveal yourself and see what comes. But,
I've tried that a few times, but I haven't really gotten anything.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, send me an email. I'll see if I can check into it. I kind of get into an altered state and I can find those things out, but send me an email and I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
I'll shoot you an email.
All right, well, thanks for calling, and we'll see if we can get Vicky on line three. Vicky, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
I have a near-death experience question. Thanks. Near-death experience question for you. And it's I have not had one myself, but my dad, when he died, came to me, and I've been studying Cameron Day's work, and possibly that we are being led to a false light down the tunnel and recycled. And I know you've had some near-death experiences, and I just wanted to get your take on that, your intuition about that, and you know what. What are we dealing with? Are there many possibilities as we transition?
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing stories about that, and I keep hearing this story and that story, and they have soul catchers on the moon and all these other things, and then there's the karmic lords that are snagging people, and you know, but my experience is that, and my training went is that you don't stop to talk. You go for the light. You go for the golden light. That's the golden plane of bliss, and that's where I ended up. And it was just the most incredibly loving, joyous, blissful event, you know, I've ever experienced. And since then, I can go back and forth, and I can actually transmit that energy to others. So that was my experience on that. You know, I keep hearing all these
other
stories.
That's the intuition I have.
Yeah.
And when my dad died, that's what he communicated to me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a really very, very good feeling that I am so happy and I am where I need to be and everything's fine. So I just wanted to, I know you've had experience with that, I just wanted to kind of get your feeling for that, so that that's comforting to know that it's not all negative.
Yeah, and I've heard people say go to the brown light, and I don't know what brown. I mean, maybe that's Hertzian energy, like the Earth, but I don't know. I've heard all these stories, and I think people like to come up with new things, you know, because they have to stay in the on the podium or in the limelight, and you know, sometimes you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right. Well, thank you for your info. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. It looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour here. I think we're just about out of time. I think we can get one more, and maybe we can get Linda on line 5. Linda, are you with us?
Hi, James. It's Linda. Calling in from Canada. It's wonderful to hear your voice. It always makes me feel connected. Yeah,
yeah,
makes me feel connected
in Canada?
To the mountain. Well, busy getting ready for my markets, finding times, like you said, where you just got to crash on the ground in the sun to recharge.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we'd only got here, and I just have this burning question, it's kind of a downer question, but with all the issue going on with Fukushima radiation and all the die-off in the Pacific Ocean, particularly off the coast of California and British Columbia here, what I'm wondering is, do you feel that we will get assistance from our star people to help clean that up?
You know, I do, and I think we're already getting some assistance because I know they're seeing a lot of ships over Fukushima lately and in that area.
Right.
And Greg Sullivan, who runs the J-SETI, the Japan version of E-SETI, over there, they said they're seeing an incredible amount of ships, and it should be a lot worse. There's something intervening there. And so yeah, there's some going on. I think it needs to be bigger. You know, these be more.
Yeah, like the oceans are of real concern with everything dying off, and there's nothing left in the tide pools. And so, what can we do personally from our part? How can we help with this too?
I think the main thing is we need to start initiating contact and ask for help, and as a group, you know, say we need, and also hold our leadership responsible for continuing to give contracts to build more of these nukes that they know are just ticking time bombs, and to start bringing in the alternative energy. They have devices that you can shut down the nukes and plug these other devices in, and they'll run the generators, you know, the turbines.
Right.
They don't need water. They don't need anything. They're fuelless energy devices, and we have those right now. And you know, the leadership knows about them. So, I mean, there's no reason to have these nuclear generators anymore. They're obsolete, and they're ticking time bombs. We've got to get rid of them.
Right, right. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's just wonderful to hear your voice. My girlfriend's daughter just lost her partner in a fire and everything. She's a young girl, 22, and so she and her 25-year-old sister, I've said them, told them, you've got to go to a SETI. You'll get some major healing. So they're going to come this summer, and maybe if I can get a few days off my markets, I'll come with them. It'd be wonderful to be
awesome.
There in the summer again. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you,
great,
James.
Great
love
to
you.
See you again. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're at the end of the hour. We've got to sign off. So anyway, watch the skies and keep your hearts open. There's a lot going on out there, and have a great evening.